This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB, the bigger baller brand.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where
your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com, sign up and take the tour. Come join us and join in on the fun. Get your own show off the floor.
Absolutely. And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
Mr. 315 ain't chiming in.
And Mr. Fizdale's wife is Natasha Sin.
I totally forgot about the Will Your Dreams Come True. There we go. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I was looking at my draft board.
Are you still looking at Fizdale's wife?
No, I'm looking at my draft board.
No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
If anybody, I did have a tablet.
She is fine, though. I told y'all.
I told you. You know, good call. You had a good call. I can call her. But we got BBB. We also got Mr. 315.
Fresh off of my commentating debut with the Josh Norman.
That he didn't invite anybody.
And you guys, like I said, you guys are coming with me. Oh, you guys, even you two. You
so
two.
Much shade.
You two.
Shade.
I know.
What, dude?
I had to.
We didn't get to go to the celebrity game.
Hey, I know, but.
You got to actually meet a celebrity in Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Mr. BBB gets a picture with a broke down Han Solo. I mean, Hope Solo. We don't get
I
nothing.
I forgot about that.
We get a picture of somebody that I think was a mom walking through the mall.
Why he hating on you so much, Hope? Hope, you still sexy, baby.
You still got it. Keep doing your thing. Shout out
Hope Solo.
Just when she beats a 6'8" guy. Yes.
Like, how ridiculous does that sound? Hope Solo is 5'7", 125 pounds. But she has no business beating up a 6'8" guy.
Her body is a deadly weapon.
Really?
Yes.
Her body is sick. Her body is sick. I will say that.
Then also we got Mr. Tampa Bay Buck himself. Chauncey's over in the house.
Well, let's go. New kid on the block. Let's go.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in. You're going to help us with some draft picks.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to make some dreams come true. Making millionaires today, baby. Making millionaires.
Next pick, Ravens. Who's got this one?
Everything that I've said, everything I've read, everything I heard – say that they love the tackle Ramczyk here. I mean, Flacco has been beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco, I mean, we've even seen Flacco get hurt, and my man, strong arm, no awareness. What's my name?
Oh, Arkansas.
Yeah, Mallett.
Mallett.
Mallett has even come in. So we got to protect Flacco, and we're going to go Ramczyk here. We're going to bolster that offensive line.
All right, Big Shot, you want to go next?
Washington.
With the racial slurs.
The racial slurs lost all their wide receiver help. And no Corey Davis, no Mike Williams on the floor anymore. But they'll take John Ross to replace DeSean Jackson with. So 17 pick, the Washington Redskins take John Ross, University of Washington.
All right. Back to Mr. 315, you want to take the Titans? The 18th?
No, I don't.
All right, I'll do it then. At least you're honest. All right, with the Titans pick, they need cornerback. They selected Mike Williams earlier. They need linebacker. Dude, Reuben Foster's still there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect situation. I'm going with Reuben Foster, Alabama.
Right.
Then we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's funny how that lined up, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how that lined up. There's nobody who I'm in love with here. Jameis is going into his third season. We traded up to get Donovan Smith at left tackle 2 years ago, and it's been a thorn in my side. We see mocks to where we have Jabril Peppers here, and I'm not a fan of that at all.
He's still available too.
Here, I'm going to go and protect my investment, and I'm going to take Cam Robinson. It is a blessing that he's fallen this far down. He's the best left tackle on the board to me. And if Donovan Smith decide to get his act together, we can always kick him in to guard or move him on to the right, whatever. But we're going to take the mountain that is Cam Robinson here at 19.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Who's got the Broncos?
I'll take Denver.
Denver.
You just messed all Denver's world up because that's who Denver wanted.
Yeah.
Right there.
Hey, you'll see that in the draft, though. But that's how it works.
That is. But Denver, I think, will look at their board and be like, you know what? This guy doesn't look too bad for what we need. The Denver Broncos select Taco Charlton.
D-lineman,
yeah.
DeMarcus Ware just retired, too.
DeMarcus Ware just retired, and, you know, what they lost after the Super Bowl.
They love defense.
Yep, yeah. So – that's who the Denver Broncos will take.
Yeah, and who's the head coach? It's the defensive guy from
– I wouldn't be surprised if they took a stretch on a quarterback, a Pat Mahomes. Sounds really tempting there. I know they picked up Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, wasn't Paxton a second-round pick?
Always sold on Paxton Lynch. He was like a late first-rounder, too.
No, they love Paxton and the other guy, though. They love
– and they got the seventh-round guy who got hurt, bad shoulder. We don't know how long that's going to linger.
Paxton, you got to give him a real legitimate shot.
I don't know if he's going to be able to read defenses, man.
I know, but you got to give him a run. You got to give him a couple games this season to do something.
Cool, Paxton?
Yeah,
has a shot.
And it's not that deep of a quarterback class.
This is a terrible quarterback class to me.
I mean, almost as bad as the lineman.
Yeah.
Just as bad as last year's quarterback class. Just as bad as next year's quarterback class.
So you got Denver. Who's got the Lions?
Detroit. I'll take Detroit here.
They need D-line, linebacker, wide receiver.
I think they – I'm going to go by Bleacher Report at this point because I don't follow the Detroit Lions. The Bleacher Report has them taking Jarrett Davis, linebacker out of Florida. They need linebacker. He's available.
Thumper.
There you go.
He's a thumper out there.
Now, I would love to see them try to get Matt Stafford a running back or a wide receiver, but they're all gone. So, let's do some defense, baby.
I mean, you got Joe Mixon. Deontay Freeman.
Joe Mixon is not going to be taken in the first round, unfortunately for Joe Mixon.
You got Freeman from Texas.
It'll be Jerry Davis.
All right. Mr. Chauncey, you want to do Dolphins?
The Dolphins, at this point, are going to run to the podium. With the 22nd overall pick in the 2017 draft, the Miami Dolphins select a new coach. Because that coach is terrible. No, we're going to take David Njoku. We're going to keep him here. We need another weapon because Jarvis Landry can't do it by himself. He's getting worn out. And we need to get Tannehill a real weapon because the jury's still out on him. He's like half a season. He's eight games away from riding the pine because, like, this dude here is so inconsistent. So we're going to give him yet another weapon, a homegrown product. And David and Joe
stretch the field too, so Jay Ajayi can have a 1,500 yard season.
Exactly.
All right, that leaves me next.
Your team, the New York Football Giants. You want me to draft for the Giants?
No, I get it.
Okay,
I can handle it. Now I'm gonna be nice here. I'll be nice. They're gonna draft another wide receiver. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I think the guy from Miami was a good pick. I think that would have been somebody I could have taken.
Yeah.
But, man, they got to go offensive line. Got to go offensive line here.
Yep. Any tackles available?
Forrest Lamp.
I see his name. He's, like, rising fast.
Yeah, he's rising. I'm going to take him with the 23rd pick, Forrest Lamp. I mean, they got the offensive line.
That's a good pick, especially with how terrible Flowers has been last year.
Flowers is horrible. Yeah, and all you want about the wide receivers and Brandon Marshall, but, man, if you can't protect Eli.
Right.
And Paul Perkins, I like Paul Perkins as running back.
Yeah. They're going to get Eli killed.
You want the Raiders?
I'll take the Raiders.
You want Raiders?
I'll take the Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders. Are they going to announce them as the Las Vegas Raiders tonight?
I am. I'm about to. With the, was it 24?
Yeah.
24.
With the 24th selection, the Las Vegas Raiders select Zach Cunningham, linebacker out of Vanderbilt. They need that, man.
Cold-blooded
thief.
Rascal, scoundrel.
Boy, oh boy. They put him with, man.
Yeah, that dude's special.
With Mac?
Yeah.
He's a little bit less athletic than Foster, but mm-hmm. has all the intangibles, yep. all the instincts.
Oh, yeah.
He's a tad undersized, but, yo, he arrives in a misunderstanding occurs.
Yeah.
Like, were you standing there?
Yes.
You got to move. You want all me to take the Texans?
Yeah, go ahead with the Texans. I'll play
I am sound. Ready. With the 25th pick, the Houston Texans take Pat Mahomes, quarterback, Texas Tech.
Yeah, he fell right to you.
He's a gunslinger, man.
And they have nothing.
Yeah,
every sense of the word, he's a gunslinger.
He's a gunslinger. I heard someone say, when he takes a snap, something real good or real bad can happen.
I'm going to tell you, this is my impersonation of Pat Mahomes in the huddle. All right. We're just going to get it close to you.
Yeah. Make a play.
Just going to get it close to you, Hopkins. I'm just going to throw it in your vicinity, yeah. and we'll see what happens.
That's all Hopkins needs. Unfortunately for him, Osweiler couldn't even get it close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's just jailbreak on three. Let's go. Yeah. He's just out there making it happen.
But, yeah, I think Pat Mahomes falls to them, man.
All right, Pat Mahomes. Next pick is the Seahawks. Who's got the Seahawks?
I'm going to take the Seahawks here. And what do we know the Seahawks for is playing defense. They could go a lineman here, but the way the lineman has fell out, there's nothing that's going to make me fall in love with a lineman here. So I'm going to go Mumphrey from Alabama. We had that terrible corner. What's his name?
Oh, Marlon Humphrey?
Yeah, the terrible corner that was there last year who they targeted on every play at one point in time. We're going to go ahead and phase him out of here, and we'll get Mumphrey in here.
And especially if they do trade Richard Sherman.
McShay has Houston getting Deshaun Watson if he falls.
If he falls? Hell yeah. I mean, if Deshaun – but our board, you know, Watson was already gone. So
yeah, I know.
Him and Trubisky were gone.
All right. Next is –
27 is the Chiefs.
27 is the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs could use a quarterback, too.
I'm looking at that right now.
Who's going with the Chiefs?
I was about to, but I'm not ready.
I'll take Kansas City.
All right. Let me play your music.
With the 27th pick, the Kansas City Chiefs select cornerback Quincy Wilson, University of Florida. They wanted Humphreys, but Humphreys wasn't there. So, there's Quincy Wilson for you.
What else are the Chiefs needs? Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Offensive line.
Nah, I think their line defense is still pretty solid. More defensive line.
Yeah, because Poe is gone now. Yeah. Poe is gone.
But
Poe's
you
gone.
Need somebody to help Barry and Peters because they were throwing on to the other side of Peters. And Peters can't guard both sides of the field.
Do you remember who was there?
Some screw up.
Because Peters was balling.
And he's still balling. They were just throwing to the other side of the field against Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I think Quincy Wilson makes sense. If you can't get Watson, if one of the quarterbacks don't fall. In our draft, none of the quarterbacks have fallen.
He's fell down pretty far. Looking at, of course, the Cowboys are making the next pick.
Let me do Cowboys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all right. We need cornerback, safety, and defense line. We all know that.
Coach
is fine. He was a coach of the year, man. Get it straight. It wasn't coach's fault.
Store-bought puppet coach.
Whatever, man. He's come to his own. You should like him.
Get your Jason Garrett today, fresh in the package.
He is a Coach K disciple.
What?
Yeah, he spends every offseason with Coach K. Come on, man.
What does that have
coach
to do?
Coach K don't coach football.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, he's a coach. A coach is a coach. All right. So, looking at who's on
wish
the board.
I had something to throw at you right now.
Yeah, there's some trash hanging on that lamp. All right. So,
it's cold. Beautiful.
We got Sidney Jones. We got Tavares White. There's some good corners. Man, this is where Peppers is really somebody we should take.
Joe Mixon.
I'll be fine.
Like, this could be Joe Mixon range right here in the first round, second round. But everybody's saying dice. Third round.
Roll the dice.
I'm going to go with who I think they'll end up with because it's all the rumor. Kevin King from Washington, cornerback.
Corner. They need secondary help.
I mean, there's some other corners. Tease Tarver's there. Sidney Jones is there.
Okay.
Please your report.
About Tre'Davious White?
Tre'Davious White's a man. He's going here very shortly. If it comes back around to me, he's off the board.
Is he better than Kevin King?
Bleacher Report got them taking Tre'Davious White. I love those two.
It just depends. He's more accomplished.
They were talking about
He's a 4-year starter. I mean, he's sticky in man-to-man coverage. Right.
Now I'm going to go with Tre'Davious White.
Well, but with just to play devil's advocate here, do the Cowboys get a little gun shy by taking another LSU corner after Morris Claiborne?
Mo Claiborne had a really good season before he got hurt.
He finally was
finally showing his dues.
I will go with White because it's more rated higher than King, and I think you got to go with White.
I mean, yeah, you got to go with the
and he gives you something in a return game too.
Right. So, and we got lucky, but that's fine. Packers, who's taking the Packers?
Please let me.
Okay.
It's all you, man.
Bum asses. But,
there's no hatred in this room.
The Green Bay Packers select T.J. Watt out of Wisconsin.
J.J.'s little brother.
That's another rumor I saw Dallas make, try to end up with him.
That Packer faithful go crazy over that.
Yeah. Wisconsin kid.
Yeah.
Is he a linebacker or defense line?
DN.
Is he a 3-4 outside linebacker?
They call him an edge rusher.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, because we know they need a running back. But
and for the sake of this argument, what position is he and what position is Jabril Peppers?
Who knows?
Who's still on the board?
Yeah.
Still on the board.
That diluted sample Jabril is driving teams away, homie.
Who's got the Steelers?
Steelers would take Jabril Peppers.
There you go.
I mean, that lines up pretty damn nicely.
Yep. They could use secondary help out in Pittsburgh.
Now, that combination, because I love Casey Hayward, love Ryan Shazier, and then Jabril Peppers would be a nice little trio to build around. They could use a corner. Sidney Jones could be there. But
is it too early for him with the torn ACL?
That's the thing there. And that's also what made me wonder about Dallas, too, because they still trying to work Jalen back into the flow of things there in Dallas. Yeah. You can't take two long-term injury guys there. They'll stone you. So Peppers, I think, would either be phenomenal, Troy Polamalu kind of asset fly around that rover position, or he gets smoked out of the league with Le'Veon Bell. And
LeGarrette, all hook up again.
So I'm going to trust.
And Martavis.
Who's coming back. Martavis.
That makes perfect sense for Jabril Peppers to go to Pittsburgh. Yep. They love the weed guys.
The weeder. Right.
So we would take Jabril Peppers here in Pittsburgh.
All right. Big Shot, do you want Falcons or Saints?
I did the Saints earlier. I'll take Atlanta.
Okay,
good. Well, they got another.
That's where I had Jabril going. With Falcons.
So Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
What position is he going to play?
Yeah, I know. He's a tweener.
He's like 2'10".
Mm-hmm.
With the 31st pick, I think the Atlanta Falcons will take Takaris McKinley.
Tech! That dude's a monster. He's a monster.
Edge rush out of UCLA. They want to get after the passer, man. They were so gassed last year in the Super Bowl, and then they couldn't get after the passer. They need more guys that can get after the passer.
He's 6'2", 250. He's still a smaller guy.
I mean,
they like them small, fast guys in Atlanta.
When you resort to signing Dwight Freeney on his last leg.
Right? You got to do something.
Yeah, you got to do something.
So that makes sense to me right there, man.
Let's see. Solomon Thomas went earlier to New Orleans.
Right. Yeah.
They got to go corner here.
They don't have to. You can replace Drew.
Who's left?
Chad Kelly, your boy's out there.
Peterman from Pittsburgh is the highly rated one. You got Kaiser.
Dobbs? If you want to throw him in the first round.
Dobbs!
You want to throw him in the first round?
Hairline Dobbs.
Who else is?
That's Charlie Villa with Neighbors.
Yeah, he got
that little brother. Trevor Knight.
Trevor Knight, not in first.
Oh, my God. You draft Trevor Knight, something wrong with you.
Boo this man.
I mean, they could use us another small receiver to replace Brandon Cook.
Juju Smith.
Carlos Henderson.
G. Westbrook.
Yeah.
It's too early for DB. Mm-hmm. They need defense. That defense is so bad.
Who's available at linebacker? At inside?
At this right now, Caleb Brantley. He's signed Reddick from Temple.
Hassan Reddick is nice.
Yeah.
Hassan Reddick.
They got Reddick going way higher than we don't even have him drafted.
Reddick would Hassan be off. Reddick for realistically, Reddick is off the board a long time
ago. There we go. Yeah. Reddick's gone.
There it is.
But I don't know where he's going to go before that because I think we did pretty well.
He probably go at one of them. Where do we have?
I mean, Bleacher Report has, linebackers. Let me see if I can find him.
He probably go Detroit where we took that Florida linebacker.
Well, there we go. All right, that's the end of the first round.
I know they had them high, though.
Yeah, they had them high.
That was fun. That was fun, though.
You talking about
Reddick from Temple. Yeah, they have them. They have them high. They have them like mid-round, mid-first round.
They had them going to Indy.
Yeah, there it was.
Was one of the picks. All right, let's finish up the show. We're going into our two words for you and Bon Voyage. There's that one. All right, going to two words. We got WWE has no plans to bring back Paige once she recovers from neck injury.
Man, no more home videos? Damn.
Pornhub.
Why did I know you were going there?
Pornhub.
More videos, please. Paige.
I want to see some. I want to see more.
The girl got skills.
TNA.
For literally. Real TNA.
Literal TNA. Yeah.
Dez is ready to face Janoris this year. Put his ass on me one-on-one and I will embarrass him. There you go. Talk some junk because I know you can.
To who?
Janoris Jenkins.
Janoris Jenkins. Yeah.
Giants Cowboys.
Week Can't one, wait. Right? Is it week one again?
It's always probably week one. It's week one.
All right.
The Giants put it on him last year, two of the three losses.
They did. Aaron Hernandez's family is donating his brain for CTE study.
Big move, but I think it's more than CTE with that dude.
Yeah.
How about gay lover? Won't let his letters get to his gay lover. Dude is offended.
You see that picture of him?
I didn't see the picture of him. I haven't seen the picture of him. It's like his name is like Kyle something. Right. What'd he look like?
22-year-old young dude all tatted up.
Yeah. DeMarcus Ware to retire as a Cowboy.
Great career,
and I'm glad he won a ring.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Well deserved.
Welcome home.
Against us. Damn.
Derek Jeter, Jeb Bush group bought the Marlins.
Go DJ.
The captain, baby. The captain.
Charlotte
Derek
Bats.
The
captain.
Charlotte Bats. Hornets will be the only NBA team to rock Jordan Brand uniforms next season.
Jump man. We up. Them boys up to something.
Below 500.
Won't matter.
Exactly. Jerseys but fire. Them jerseys are going to be fire.
That is huge because the NBA is sponsored by Adidas. And Michael Jordan's got so much pull, he could say – we ain't wearing y'all crap.
Remember,
we good.
Remember what he did with his son at Eastern. Where'd he go?
Illinois.
The other one, Central Florida. Where they were sponsored by Adidas, but the son was wearing Jordans, and Adidas cut him out of the. And Mike was like, "That's all right.
I got you.
All y'all can wear my retro cool gray 11s for this season. The whole team.
Mike is good. Darrell Earnhardt Jr. race NASCAR career.
Not intimidating.
Very underperforming.
Not intimidating, man. Like, dude.
Oh, me and I ain't gonna. I have.
Nothing. I'm really.
They like man racing.
Yeah.
Next question.
There you go. I'm really, really, really from Oakland, though. Marshawn had hella fun in Seattle, but now he's coming home.
Puff Daddy.
Beast mode.
Oak City. 1 year run. Can you imagine him in
this
Las
was
Vegas?
So smart by the Raiders. Because they're going to sell so much Marshawn Lynch merchandise. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, he's going to have the top selling jersey in the league by far next year.
And Raiders merchandise always does well anyway.
And now you got Beast Mode merchandise. That black one is going to be fire.
If the Cowboys are winning, we'll
Cowboys always sell merchandise. Yeah. Zeke's going to sell merchandise. Yeah. Dak is going to sell merchandise. But Beast Mode to the Raiders.
Russ Lamb's Pat Beverly's first team defense claim. Maybe he was dreaming or some blank.
Valid.
No comment.
Speak the truth.
No comment.
Well, and Brody.
And you can always go back what Patrick Beverly said. Yeah, you had 40. You took your 34 exactly. shots to do it.
Exactly.
I wasn't done yet. That was my next one.
Oh, sorry.
Patrick Beverly rips Russ for saying no one can guard him after scoring 40. That's okay because you shoot 34 times.
Valid.
I didn't hear Kobe Bryant, anybody yelling at Kobe.
Well, because Kobe's a two guard. That's why.
Yeah, Kobe's a shooting guard.
Kobe does what his position entails. You know what I'm saying?
Most field goal attempts in NBA history.
The game has changed since 1980.
It has, but still, Kobe, get somebody else into the game besides you. You got to make it happen for your teammates.
There's a lot of hatred for you over. I don't understand.
No, it's not hate. It's facts, man.
Let the evil flow through you.
I love.
You know, he just wants James Harden to win the.
I love MVP Russell. I love Russell Westbrook. I love his energy. I love everything about him. But do I want him being my primary decision maker and ball handler in the fourth quarter? Hell no.
All right. All right. Let's go to Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
Hey. You got any goodbyes?
Bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS of Carolina. As always, you can follow us on all the things that Rock mentions at the beginning of the show. Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Facebook page, the website, wherever. We're everywhere. And bon voyage to all the ESPN employees that got fired over the last 2 days.
Jeez,
man, Jay Crawford, Britt McHenry.
They're making room
Jason
for me.
Starks, right? Here we come, BSS. We are on the way, baby.
Danny Cannell. I mean,
dude, the list goes.
Danny Cannell, the worst one. Because he moved to Connecticut with his kids.
They did him dirty.
And he was all in, and they let him go.
Well.
And he's on air. By the way, Russillo is on vacation this week, and he's doing the show with some other guy. He gets fired.
Damn. Like Jay-Z said, baby, it's The Rock. It's The Rock. ESPN is The Rock. We let you go. We can pay you. We can get rid of you.
You got any more?
That's it, man.
You got any?
R.I.P. to Kenny the Jet Smith's mom who passed away yesterday.
Anna Marie.
Yes, sir.
You know, rest in peace, man, definitely.
They showed a picture of her. He looks just like her.
Oh, yeah.
Spitting images.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it.
Definitely RMP.
I wanted to say goodbye to that Gatorade commercial with Paul George hitting that game-winning shot.
No OT tonight, baby.
Yeah, because when you had the opportunity, you went up there and you came up with nothing.
Yeah, you got your last shot, Paul. You got it.
Came back.
You were flowing. You just
And with that being said, Miles Turner's shot was closer than yours, Paul George. It was closer.
That was good. I've got a couple. Erin Morin died at age 56. She was Joni on Happy Days.
Oh, Joni on Happy Days. Yes.
She passed away. Tigers placed Miguel Cabrera on 10-day deal. Blake Griffin, you know, he's out. Giants placed Madison Bumgarner on deal after injuring himself.
What an idiot. Yeah, that
Jake Long retires from the NFL. Tiger Woods has his fourth back surgery, expected to miss several more weeks. Pirates All-Star Starlin Marte was suspended 80 games for testing positive.
I was wondering why he got so good so fast.
For PEDs.
There it is. Just came out of nowhere.
Pirates All-Star Starlin Marte suspended 80 games. We just talked about it, sorry. Former WWE star Matt Rosie. Died, brother.
Is that Roman Reigns' brother?
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, yeah, I saw pictures of him.
3-second warning and everything else. NC State freshman college basketball player Ted Compita enters NBA draft. Who cares? Dale Jr. retiring end of season. Jock Peterson was put on 10-day deal. Mariners placed Felix Hernandez on 10-day. Everyone at ESPN, like you said. And Jonathan Demme, Oscar-winning director of Silence of the Lambs and Philadelphia.
Saw that.
Passed away at 73. And that's it.
It puts the lotion on the
This is a great movie. Great movie, Silence of the Lambs.
All right. You guys got anything else?
It's always sports is life, baby.
All right. And as always, you can catch us everywhere. See y'all later.
Peace.